farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has launched an essay competition as part of its public education drive in the fight against the crime. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Students at the primary and secondary levels are being targeted through an essay competition to increase public awareness about predator larceny. The main objectives of the competition, being hosted by the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit, are to sensitize students, parents, and teachers to the negative impact of farm theft on Jamaica's economy and to engage rural communities in the fight against the crime. The participants will write about how predator larceny affects the farmers in their communities and the socioeconomic impacts of predator larceny on the agricultural sector. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, says tackling predator larceny is critical to the development of the agricultural sector in Jamaica.
Predator larceny is one of those areas which has caused agriculture not to grow the way we would like it to go.
LASCO Top Cup for 2016-2017 Corporal Kimario Pinnock says the issue of predator larceny has far-reaching implications both locally and internationally.
Predator larceny is extremely dangerous and destructive. It not only destroys the livelihoods of many, many people in our country, but it destroys family, it places children out of school, and it has far-reaching public health implications for us.
Corporal Pinnock says the Jamaica Constabulary Force has launched critical strategies to address the scourge, including Operation Tidal Wave, which will see an increase in policing of town centers, markets, shopping malls, and other public areas. And now for our Jamaican Saying of the Day. If you're afraid of your yai, you can't nam ed. Translation: if you are afraid of eyes, you cannot eat heads. And this means you must develop self-confidence.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy. JCDC association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.